We're in? No, you can't start yet. Are you singing already? Okay, wait a minute. Ready? Okay. Naomi, sing us a song. And sing it loud, okay? I'll be right back.
Right now, you get into it. I believe through it right now. Something into it. I believe that you will do it right now. Something has to break. I believe in me. I believe that you will break. I believe that lead me through it. I believe you get me to it. I believe that you used to pray. I believe that you do. I believe that you do
it. My mom called me up to do something from the church. I cried and she said, go ahead, sit down. I didn't have to do that. You did it. All right. All right, Drea, Drea's here. We are
Hallelujah.
Here.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to go right into prayer. I just want to thank you for all the soldiers. We're right there. You can just see how they're trying to disrupt, but we are staying faithful. And so we pray that you be in tune, you listen to the message that's before. And tune in to Nicole and I later on this evening or first thing tomorrow morning as we give you another word of encouragement in regards to the fast. Amen. Hallelujah. I thought that the song was purposeful. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Our Father, in the name of Son Jesus Christ, I'm sorry, did I ask you all to stand? Hallelujah. Those that can. Don't feel obligated if you cannot. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I know your hearts are bowed and you're standing in it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this day, dear Lord. Thank you for your faithfulness, dear Jesus. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that resides, in this place, dear Jesus. We thank you. Lord, thank you that someone is praying, dear Jesus, and that you will do what you purpose to do, dear Lord, that your angels were already dispersed, dear Lord, as we began our mission, dear Jesus, day one of the fast, dear Lord, just like in the book of Daniel, dear Lord, when he started his 21 days, dear Jesus, you were already moving, Lord. See you moving. We feel your movement. We know that you are breaking things. Healing and deliverance has gone forth, dear Lord. We stand on that today in Jesus' name, dear Lord. Those that are missing something, dear Lord, you are feeling it with your spirit. Only you alone can do. Help us to continue to rely on you, dear Jesus. We thank you right now as we stand with Pastor Sandy, dear Lord, as he was ministered to this day, dear Jesus. That word that was ministered to his heart will be a reflection on what we hear today, dear Jesus. I pray that hearts are bound and ears are open, spiritual ears, dear Lord, that this message will take root, dear Jesus, and we can be excited about what you're doing and when you're coming, dear Jesus, that we will praise your holy name, that we will worship on you, dear Jesus, and we will not be distracted with the waves of the chaos of the world.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we thank you. Amen.
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 Okay. I need that one too. Really? Hey. All right. Praise the Lord. Everybody blessed? Hallelujah. Got my water jug, Pastor. You like that? Okay. Let me get my study out of here. We need to realize something. I don't know if you guys realize it yet or not, but we got in trouble for doing what? No, it was on there. It said medical misinformation. That's what it said, because we were saying don't get jabbed because the first jab is not going to help you and the second jab is going to ruin you. All of this. So there was a guy, he's the leader of another country. He said the way they find out what's truthfully going on in the world is they look at whatever's being blocked and they know that's the truth. So anyway, we've said enough about that, and we will address that at another time as well. Today's message is about the very thing that we're going through, okay? And I just want to give honor to Jasmine for the way she's raising her kids. You're absolutely awesome, Jasmine. I mean, it, you know, it just touches my heart because I remember my mom and raising us, and we were blessed to be able to, for my mother to be able to accept Christ, because before Christ, we were a wild house. But when she accepted Jesus, man, everything fell into place. Everybody in the house began to get blessed, you know, and to this day, all my brothers are married. They all have their homes. They're all, you know what I mean? It's like once God moves in, he starts situation and moving things around and blessing your kids and blessing your household. And so I just want to tell you, it's a beautiful thing to watch it happen all over again. Yeah. Okay. I wish we were in the way. Amen. I wish we were. Yeah, it is. Yeah. And so, and you know, we're with you, whatever you need. So praise God for single moms all over who are doing it all, like my mom did. And I wish we weren't in the times that we're living in, okay? Because we should be, kids should be in school, you know what I mean? That this whole crazy thing shouldn't be going on. But being the fact that you guys were born so late, 1999, 2005, like, you guys came in late on the game. And so we are living in end time prophecy. But it's still a beautiful thing because in your house lives eternal life and an eternity with Christ and all these blessings that come with knowing God. Okay. So once you're, it doesn't matter the time we're living in when it comes to God, because the blessings are forever. And so rather we're in heaven in resurrected bodies or we're here and God continues to bless us, we are blessed. Okay. But we are living in some pretty crazy times. I want to emphasize to everyone the next move of God. And the next move that's going to happen in the world is the rapture, okay? We are in a absolutely crazy predicament is because we're in a situation where they're trying to poison the world, okay? They're trying to get rid of as many people as they can. And this is not a new scheme or strategy. This is a very old. If you guys ever have the chance to look at the Georgia Guidestones, look at the Georgia Guidestones. And the first thing that it says on the Georgia Guidestone is what? Keep the human population at 500 million or under, right? Now, if you consider that there are 7 billion people in the world, that means somebody wants to get rid of at least 6 billion people, okay? So, and that stone sits in a park in Georgia with all of the Illuminati's goals for humankind, okay? And you can't, someone would say, well, why don't somebody just go there and tear it up? It is so guarded that they got cameras on it. If anybody does anything to it, they come right in. And I've seen it happen. So someone put it up there, and it's written in 8 different languages. So rather you speak English or Spanish or Greek or whatever, it's telling you these are the Illuminati goals. And one of them is to get rid of 6 billion of you in your face. And then, so now that they have this scheme that they're trying to do it, we have to understand what's going on. And that's what I'm trying to tell you guys last week. All of you young people and stuff, I know you came in late. I know you haven't seen a whole lot, but and nobody's gonna tell you the truth, and TV is gonna keep you entertained. And so, you know, you may never get the knowledge of what God is doing. And then with the way the church is now, you may never get the knowledge of what God is doing or get the knowledge of what the war is all about. All you have to do is look in the mirror and you can say, that's what the war is all about. What is that? You made in the image of God. God says, you are my children. I have made a plan for you to have eternal life. And we're going to have to get through this war together. Accept what I did for you on the cross. Arm yourself each day because you have enemies. And live your life blessed because I've issued out angels to watch over you and keep you. And this is the blessing of God that we're living in. But you have to know the plan, the Holy Spirit that lives inside of each and every one of you that's born again, who has given your life to Jesus Christ. That Holy Spirit was given to the world by God on Pentecost, 50 days after Jesus resurrected, okay? And so God knows, like, because I used to think, like, when God raptures, how's he going to know which ones to take? Well, you have the Holy Spirit living inside of you. It's not going to be, you know, it's like everybody who's holding up a light, take them, you know? Mm-hmm. You've got a light inside of you, and God knows who to take and who to leave, okay? So, but the plan is to take the church out of the world. And no matter what the world is telling you, it's not going to deter God's plan. They tried to say, you know, Israel will never go back to Israel because we're making sure that we try to kill them all in Germany in the Holocaust. And then after the Holocaust, we don't want any of them going back to Israel. So if they get any boats to try to get back there, stop them, make sure that they don't get back. And they stop boat after boat of people, of Jews trying to go back to Israel, even after the Holocaust. And they still couldn't do it. 1948, the exact same date that God said they'd be back, they were back. So I want you to know, nothing's going to stop the Holy Spirit from taking the church out of the world. I don't care if they come on the news or put it on your favorite MTV music channel. Nothing's going to happen. They're lying because you can't stop the Bible. All right? Wonderful position for all of us to be in because we know Christ. I want us to go to Thessalonians chapter 2, because you have 100 million people with 100 million. You know, it's like there's 100 million people with 100 different ways to get to heaven. But how many ways are there to get to heaven? One. So you think God like, well, I have 3 different rapture scenarios and you can pick whichever one you want. Or do you think God has one way that it's going to happen and that's it? He has one way. This is how it's going to happen. This is it. And this is called the blessed hope, because God wants the body of Christ to be inspired by the fact that one day the Lord is going to come and take you out. And believe me, you want to leave. You understand? If you haven't seen enough bad stuff to want to leave, that means you haven't lived that long. There's enough stuff in this world to make you say, this got to be, is this the best God could do? You got to look at this world and go, all of this homelessness, there's got to be a better place than this. All of this that's going on, all these wars, all this stuff, is this the best that we can do? And God's saying, no, you're in the middle of war. So while you're in the middle of a war, God wants you to know he has a plan. That's why he put the Holy Spirit in you. Because one day, God's going to say, okay, it's enough. Get my people out of there. I'm about to really do some cleaning up. And you want to be able to leave when he says that. When that trumpet blows, you want to be able to leave when he says that. You want to be able to take your kids and your family and be in heaven and say, you know what? And then you know what you're going to go? Well, you know, because we only know our existence, right? So we think everybody, you know, if the mortal body is all there is. And once you leave this, you just disappear. That's a lie from Satan, okay? God is a spirit and he created you. God is a spirit and he created the earth. Everything you see, God, an invisible person created everything that you see.
Yeah.
So that means the spirit is greater than the physical. And so, and God has already talked about what was going on in heaven before he created earth. So you're not even the only being that God created. Mm-hmm. What Satan wants you to do is forget about God. Get involved in earth. Forget about you being better, because you're going to have to be better. I'm telling you right now, I'll forget that cartoon I was watching. That little squirrel wanted the, all he wanted was this.
Oh, yeah.
God, you know that, man. And they were trying to get him to come up to a higher level. Don't just live for the nuts. Come up to a higher level. If that's all you're living for, you're living wrong. God has better things for us. They're trying, and he just wanted that. And he ended up, you know, getting hurt or dying, trying to get this one corn nut, right? Yeah, he just failed, huh? And that's what God's trying to say. Look, I know what they're showing you. Come up to a higher level. There's something better than that.
Yeah.
You understand? There's something better than drugs. There's something better than the newest cute chick. There's something better than that, okay? So God will want you to come up to another level, because the people that you're going to live with, they don't live on your level.
Yeah.
They know God. Heaven has no people that act like you. So he says, change your attitude and be like the people where you're going, okay? So this is what we're preparing for. We're preparing to leave. Let's look in the book of Thessalonians chapter 2. And I got so much to read, I need to stop talking. Okay. It says, concerning the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered to him. Now, let me explain something in Greek. Every time it says and in English, sometimes in Greek it says even. Meaning I'm talking about the same thing, okay? So he's not talking about, he's saying concerning the coming of the Lord, not the second coming, even our being gathered to him. So he's talking about the coming of the Lord when we are gathered to him. You understand? And it says, we ask you, brother, not to become easily unsettled or alarmed by some prophecy report or letter supposed to have come from us saying that the day of the Lord has already come. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for the day of the Lord will not come until, everybody read their English horrible interpretation. What does yours say? Mine says rebellion too. Who says a fall away? Thank you. Okay. All of those are horrible English interpretations of a word. The word is apostasy, which means departure or defection. Okay. So God wants you to know the day of the Lord is not going to come until a departure happens. There, and the word has two meanings, a defection or a departure. Okay. It's the word apostasia. Now, I'm going to ask you something. What does apostle mean? It's the same Greek word. Those who have been sent out. Sent out, right? So the word apostasia comes from the same word as apostle. It just means to be sent out or to leave. But apostasia means to depart, and it means defection, because they use it when a person exits out of a war that's still going on, which is what you're about to do. You understand? That's why it has two meanings. A war is going on, but at some time God's going to say, okay, you've done enough for this war. I'll take it from here. You can defect. Matter of fact, get your citizenship somewhere else. You don't have to be here anymore. I got it from you. You understand? So a defection of the body of Christ is not a falling away. And I can't look. Let me show you something. All right, now watch this. Okay, now watch this. This book right here is a Greek dictionary, Thyrus Greek English lexicon, right? Now, I have that one. Then I have this one here, Vine's Expository Dictionary on New Words in the New Testament, all in Greek, right? Am I the first person to decide to look up words as I'm studying the Word of God? Is there a scripture in the Bible that says, read to show yourself approved?
Yeah.
No.
It's a study to show
yourself approved. Aha, study to show thyself approved. Because you know what? You can read something in the newspaper and then you start teaching it and find out it's not even true.
Yeah.
But if you study it and you investigate it and you find out what it really means and what's going on, now you can teach it because you've done what? You've studied it. Most pastors, and I hate to say it, don't study. They read, they get an idea of what it might say, and then from there, they just go with it. So from that, you get the word, women can't preach in church, which it never said that. It says a woman should not speak out of order in church. So that's far from, you can't speak at all. Then there's another one that says a woman should not teach a man. The word, the Greek word, it means mentor. So as a pastor, I'm never going to give a woman to a man, go mentor that guy, make him a man.
Right.
That ain't going to work. So God says a woman should not mentor a man. Let a man in the church mentor him, right? So there are scriptures in the Bible, even the word baptism. There's three different words in baptism. One means, and as you're reading them in the Bible, John says this. John says, I baptize you with water. He uses a complete different word than he says, but there's one coming who will baptizo you in the Holy Spirit. It means, the other word means there's somebody coming who's going to dye you the same color as him. He's going to die like the crimson worm, right? Yeah. He's going to release his blood, and his blood is going to be over you, and you're going to look like Jesus. He said he's going to dye you red. And so Jesus' baptism is different than a water baptism.
Yeah.
But you won't know this because people that make you think that a baptism is a baptism is a baptism. Have you been baptized? John says the one he did with water is different from the one that Jesus does. Okay, so that's why we weren't worried about you. We knew you guys were already baptized in his color.
Yeah.
You understand? The water is a ceremony to just let the world know this is my declaration to God. It's a ceremony. You understand? So if you don't study the words, you're not going to know what the Bible is trying to tell you. Okay. Yeah. Let me continue on this, then we'll go to where I need to go. Okay. So it says, don't let anyone deceive you, for that day will not come until a departure occurs. And the lawless man is revealed. So a departure has to occur, and then the lawless man will be revealed.
Yeah.
The man doomed to destruction. Do you mean the Antichrist is not going to appear until the departure happens? Is that even with scripture, because scripture tells about scripture so that you know that this is written in more than one place so you can confirm it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is it. It says, the man who is doomed to destruction, He will oppose and exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshiped, so that he sets himself up in the temple of God, proclaiming himself to be God. God says, this man is coming.
Yeah.
Do you understand that?
Yeah.
This is not, I think he might come. He's coming.
Amen.
As sure as you can get on a plane and go to Israel, which didn't exist for 2,520 years, which God gave you the exact years that they would be gone, and told you it'll be back in 1948. As sure as you can go to Israel, the Antichrist is coming.
Yeah.
And the Antichrist has an agenda. And what is his agenda? To depopulate the earth first. He's coming to conquer and destroy. He wants to depopulate. He says in the Georgia Guidestone, we don't want more than 500 million people on earth at all. We want to reduce it. So that means we've got to kill off at least 6 billion. And so if you don't think that this is real, then just look at what they're doing. We want everybody to get the jab. I guess we got to say that now. We want every, because this is an opportunity that they're not going to get back. Amen. And guess what? They're not going to let you get back until they accomplish it.
Amen.
And so therefore, we've got to depend on something else, or else we've got to submit to what they're doing.
Yeah.
So what's the something else we depend on? Jesus Christ. Moses and the Hebrew people, they're like, here we are, our backs against the water, we can't swim. Either God's going to do something or we're all going to drown. I'm telling you, God's going to do something. So to be in Christ is the most important thing. And you don't want to play around with it. Satan wants you to play around with it. You don't want to play around with it. Why? Because it's significant to your life. This is a life or death war that you're in. You don't go to war to play. You go to war because wars are life and death. You're in a war, and the war is for your life, okay? You got a lot of help. You got angels, and you got the Holy Spirit, and you got God. They came with you.
Amen.
But you have to be ready to go to war when you get up. Praise God.
Amen.
Okay. I'm going to stop there, and I may come back. I want us to go back to Genesis chapter 24. I remember when I was little, I just read the portion in Revelation that it said the people in the tribulation had gotten their heads chopped off. So I went and read it to my little brother Greg. I said, Reed, listen to this. If we're here during the tribulation, they're gonna chop our heads off. And he just started crying and ran to my mother. She said, what do you do there? I was reading the Bible to him. But look, it's in there for a reason, though.
Yeah.
It should make all of us cry if you don't know Jesus. That is going to happen. God did not write anything in here that is not going to happen. You understand? When the tribulation comes, some people are going to have to make that choice. Either take the mark or off with it. And so I'm just letting you know, pre the trumpet blowing, what you need to do to make sure that you're not ever in that situation. Okay? Here's the plan. You're in Genesis chapter 24.